All right. We are joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier, Camry Caruso, whose run of 6.547 from Friday held up here on Saturday. Camry, your first career number one qualifier. It's official now. Certainly an emotional top end. How exciting is this for you to officially secure this number one heading into race day?
Honestly, it means the world to me, my team, and everybody who backs me, and they definitely deserve it. So I'm thankful, and we're happy to head into race day number one.
Bobby, what's your level of nerves right now? You look pretty nervous right now.
We're good. Race cars gotta get fixed, but we're fine. So we're excited to head into race day.
What exactly happened that night?
We went through the finish line. I pulled the chutes. I'm assuming she pulled the chutes at the same time as we headed towards the top end. I think she veered towards me, and then when we got up there, they had their hand up, so I stopped, and it didn't go as planned.
Is the car fixable?
Yep, it'll be all good. It'll be ready for race day tomorrow.
Cameron, Chris Bishop, Racing Pro Media. First female Pro Stock number one qualifier here in Houston. How important is that for you to be the first here specifically in Houston?
Honestly, I'm super grateful for that opportunity, and to be it, it's definitely, I never would have thought that we could have achieved such a cool thing so soon.
Richard?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
After you had the provisional, you're in great shape. So, I mean, how did you sleep, and what was your mindset all night? You had two more sessions to have it secured, but you were in a good position going into today, so you had to feel pretty good after that.
Honestly, I just see it as another learning experience, because the competition out here is crazy, so anybody could have taken it over today. It doesn't matter that we were number one yesterday. We have to keep it through Q3.
Only the fifth race. You're trending in the right direction. Let's talk about that.
Honestly, when we first started this, that was all of my goals. When I met Jim, I was like, I want to be number one qualifier, I want to win races, I want to win the championship. He was like, you need to chill. And we've done just that. We're really heading in the right direction, and it's all because of my team and my partner, so I'm super thankful.
Looking to tomorrow, first round, what do you focus on now?
Relationship with Jim, you got your parents, your dad's out here, your grandfather. What does this just mean to you to just continually be making progress race after race after race?
Honestly, I've said it from day one, I don't want to disappoint any of them. They don't put as much pressure on me as I put on myself, because they've all done so much for me and worked so hard, and I really just want to make them all proud.
And kind of what would that, like, as you're progressing, I know you spent so much time, can you just talk about, you talk about putting so much pressure on yourself, but just when you see, the videos of your parent, your dad reacting on the starting line, your grandfather after that run, how much fun is this for you, even though, it's still so early in your career?
It's definitely a career, and it's definitely a business, and trust me, I remind myself of that every day, but it's so much fun, and I wouldn't to be able to do it with my family, and Jim and Tony and Mike and Sean and John are all family now too, and I wouldn't want to do it with anybody if my family wasn't involved.
Now, when you said it looks like a good moment to go to number one, yet last night he was like, just go down the track. How is Jim's cool your jets mentality now after you've nailed the number one here?
He's a little fired up about the race car, actually, so he's not too happy at the moment. His baby, just as it is ours, so.
And I'm not really trying to harp on this, but when the incident happened down there, were you thinking, oh my God, anybody but her to have this incident with?
No, honestly, it could have been anybody, and she's a great racer, and I'm sure she didn't want the incident to happen either, so sucks that it happened, but it's racing and anything could happen.
Thanks, Cameron. Congratulations.
Thank you.